Not a thing on the river McCluskey did fear, as he swung his goad stick o'er his big spotted steers. They were round, plump, and handsome, girding 8'3". Said McCluskey the Scotsman, "They're the laddies for me." Then along come bold Gordon, whose skidding was full, as he hollered wash to his little brown bulls. Short-legged and shaggy, girding 8'9". Too light, says McCluskey, to handle our pine. The day was appointed, and soon did draw nigh, for $25 their fortune to try. Both eager and anxious, next morning was found, the judge and the scaler appeared on the ground. Along come bold Gordon, his pipe in his jaw, to his little brown bulls he hollers, "Wo-haw!" He says, "Chew your cuds, boys, for you never need fear. We can easily beat them, the big spotted steers." Says McCluskey to Sandy, "We'll take off their skins. We'll dig them a hole and we'll tumble them in. We'll mix up a dish and we'll feed it to them hot. We'll learn them damn Yankees to face the bull Scott." After supper was over, McCluskey appeared with belt ready made for his big spotted steers. To make it, he tore up his best mackinaw. He was bound to conduct it according to law. Then up stepped the scaler, saying, "Hold on you a while. Your big spotted steers are behind just 1 mile. You skidded 110 and no more, whilst bold Gordon has beat you by 10 and a score. The boys then all laughed, and McCluskey did swear, as he tore out by handfuls his long yeller hair. "So it's fill up your glasses and fill them up full, and we'll drink to the health of the little brown bulls."